Hey, hey. Y'all didn't see that one coming, did you? I caught you off guard. Hey, man, you have gotten over the first battle, which is getting signed up and getting here. So give yourself a hand for that. And guys, I got to tell you, the next 10 weeks are going to be, they're going to be life-changing. And the reason I know they're going to be life-changing is because getting in touch with God and who God created you to be is an impactful experience, and that's what Rooted is all about. And there are thousands of people that have been helped from this material, literally thousands. This has been in circulation for a little bit, and so I'm so excited to see in 10 weeks the victories that God is going to work in your life, and the things God is going to do to you, and the dreams he's going to inspire and awaken within you, and the restoration that's going to happen, and just, man, it's just going to be God working. And so I'm so looking forward to this and have been looking forward to this, have been praying for this along with a bunch of other people. And guys, there are even people from other churches that have been praying for you guys. And so I'm excited to see what's going to happen. Now, we're not going to take a bunch of time with me standing up here talking tonight. I just want to give you kind of a little brief overview of what Rooted is. Who in here, does anybody not have their book already? Does everybody in here have their book? Okay, if you want to know what Rooted is, look on the cover of your book, because that is a summary of what Rooted is. It is an opportunity for you to connect with God. It's an opportunity for you to connect with His church, and it's an opportunity for you to connect with your purpose. That's what Rooted is all about. And when I say it's about connecting with God, the reason it's important that we connect with God is because a lot of times we have a false idea of who God is. We have these false impressions or these false teachings that we've bought into about how God is. When I say we want to help you connect with God, we mean God is your Father. You guys know that song we sing here on Sundays, God is a good, good Father. You know, and it's who you are, and our identity is wrapped up in us being this child that God created and God loves. Guys, Rooted is going to help you get in touch with that. And we're going to destroy some of those ideas that run counter to that you've bought into. It's also going to help you connect with His church. And when I say church, I mean people. I don't mean coming to church on Sunday mornings and sitting together. I mean community. I mean God's people. Rooted is an opportunity for you to form some relationships that are going to impact you, unlike relationships that we have out in the world, because your relationships that you're going to have in here are going to be focused on God. They're going to be Christ-centered relationships. They're not just going to be relationships like what you've had. And Christ-centered relationships, guys, God works through His people to shape us and mold us. We talk about that a lot here on Sundays. And so, man, you're going to see this in action, because Rooted is going to be your opportunity to get a taste of that, especially if you've never had a taste of it before. And so it's going to be great. It's also going to help you connect with your purpose. And when I say purpose, I mean your meaning in life, your significance in life, how you fit into the grand scheme of things. Because God, He didn't just create you and kind of throw you into the world to kind of figure it out. He created you with the purpose in mind. He created you and gifted you to fit into this world in a certain way and gave you a little bit of Himself to make the world a better place. There's gifts that He's given you and things that He has in mind for you to do. The Bible says that. It's not unclear. It just straight up says that. And so we're going to help you try to get in connected with what that might be for you. If you're unsure, Rooted is a great opportunity to work through that. And God is going to reveal some things to you about yourself that you maybe never knew. And so it's going to be great for that. And the Rooted experience, guys, just so you know, is profoundly biblical. If you've got a Bible, I think I may have the scriptures up here that I want to look at, but Acts 2, verses 42 through 47. If you haven't read this, if you haven't memorized this, man, this is a picture. What I'm about to read is a picture of what the church should be like. In Acts 2, these groups of verses happened right after the first sermon was preached by a guy named Peter. This was after Jesus walked the earth. Peter was kind of the leader of the apostles, the 12 that followed Jesus around and learned from him firsthand. And then Jesus died on the cross, like Max talked about in communion. Then he rose from the dead 3 days later, and he came back and he spent about 40 days with his closest followers. And he taught them now from the perspective of a man who not only died on a cross, but who rose from the dead. And suddenly all of this stuff that maybe didn't make sense to them before that now is making sense. And so Peter has all this different perspective moving forward from that point in the story. Well, when you get to Acts 2, you got Peter, who's a man who has all this knowledge now and all this relationship and all this history with Jesus, getting up and speaking to a crowd of thousands of people. And about 3,000 of them that day decided that they wanted to follow Jesus too, because a lot of these people were that crowd that actually had him crucified. But then at the end of Acts 2, you see a picture of what that crowd did. And guys, this is a picture of what the church should be like. This is a picture of what a healthy church is like. And so I'll just start reading. Acts 2, starting in verse 42, they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer. Everyone was filled with awe at the many wonders and signs performed by the apostles. All the believers were together and had everything in common. They sold property and possessions to give to anyone who had need. Every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people. And the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved. Guys, that's what a healthy church looks like right there. And if you go back and look at those three things on the cover of your book, connect with God, connect with the church, connect with their purpose. How do those things show up in this passage right here? How did they connect with God? What did they devote themselves to? They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching, to the breaking of bread and the prayer, right? They were constantly in the Word, the apostles' teaching. They're sharing the Word with them, and they're connecting with God on an intimate level there. And there's these miracles that are being performed that are from God. How did they connect with the church? How do you see the church being connected in that passage? What's that? Hey, can we throw those scriptures back up there real quick for those that don't have it opened? They met in each other's homes, right. How often did they meet together? What's that?
Daily,
that's right. That's weird, right? Man, I don't love y'all that much. No, I'm just kidding. Seriously, whenever I was in the campus ministry in Florida, when I first became a Christian, the preacher there was kind of mentoring me, and he gave me this passage of Scripture when I was like, you know, in my early 20s. I didn't know anything. And he said, go read this passage of Scripture, and then I want you to make a lesson about it. And so I went and read this passage of Scripture. And I came back to him and I said, is this what the church is supposed to be? And he said, yes. And I said, well, why isn't ours like this? And he said, that's a good question. And our campus ministry was like that, but our church wasn't. Guys, I'm telling you, this church right here that we're with right now, I'm so blessed to be with you guys, because I feel like we've got a lot of these nailed down. And I was joking when I said I wouldn't be with you guys every day. I would love to be with you guys every day, and I frequently am. And I'm glad we have a church like that. But we see that in Acts. How did they connect with their purpose? Huh? Okay, they're praying together. That's also part of connecting to God. You're right. What's happening every day in addition to their getting together? People are becoming disciples of Jesus. Every single day, people are coming to know Jesus. Do you think that just happened because they got together and had some meetings? Oh man, they're getting out in the world and they're building relationships with lost people, and lost people that need Jesus are seeing the way these people love one another, and they're like, man, I don't have that in my life. I want that so bad. I gotta get me some of that. How do I get in? Let me tell you about Jesus, who died on the cross for your sins, who loves you very much, who loves you just the way you are, but loves you too much to leave you there. Who's going to help you become who God created you to be. Isn't that cool? Every day people are getting to know the Lord. Guys, that's what Rooted's all about. Rooted is a way for us to get in touch with all of these things. If you have your book, if any of you had a chance to thumb through it for just a minute, you might notice this first week, this is our meeting for this week, tonight. But there are some daily devotionals in here that begin on page 12 under week 2. And this is what you're going to be doing to get together for the next week. But these devotionals are meant for you to do daily. And there's only 5 per week. So the material itself gives you a couple of days off. But it's meant to do daily to get into the rhythm of having that daily time with God. And you can wait until the very last day and do these all at one time and cram. Like, I know nobody in here did that in high school when you had a test. So I'm just kidding. I know all of you did this. You can cram for Rooted. You can wait till the last day and do them all at once, but you're not going to get the impact of Rooted if you do that. And so I just want to encourage you to get into the material and do it daily. And part of the training of that, guys, again, it's just about getting into the rhythm of spending time with the Lord. And some of you are very good about that, but a large percentage of the room in here, I know you guys don't do this like you should. And so this is going to help you do that. And what you're going to see is it's going to make a difference. And what you can expect to happen as you work through this daily material is you're going to find yourself being changed as you work through it and apply it. It is really good stuff. It's really good stuff. We also are going to put you in a group. And these groups are meant for you to be able to work through the material together. And so what our groups are mostly going to be made up of whenever you get together with your group is you guys are going to be getting together and going over what you did that week on your own. And so the material is going to do most of the work for you. It's going to be presented, scripture, and maybe a devotional thought, and then there's going to be some reflection questions. Your job is simply to get into the material, journal out your answers, probably take you about 20 minutes on average. If you want to spend more time than that, that's fine. If you want to write a book in response, that's fine. But we're not recommending that everybody do that because, again, it's about getting into that rhythm. What's manageable that you can do every day that can be a habit for you? That's more the point of it. But then you're going to get with your groups. There's going to be a discussion leader that's present in those groups to kind of walk you through some things. But it's, again, it's mostly going to be the material that does the work, and you're applying the material. In addition to the group experience, we're going to have some additional experiences over the course of this 10 weeks. We're going to have a prayer experience together. You're going to get together with your group and pray for over an hour. And some of you are saying right now, whoa, an hour of prayer? Are you kidding me? Guys, it flies by. It really does fly by. And there's also going to be fasting that goes along with that, which if you don't know what fasting is, it's you don't eat for 24 hours. And that sounds hard, but the point of that, guys, is every time you feel yourself getting hungry, pray. Use that as an opportunity to focus yourself on the Lord. That's what it's for. It's to help you focus. And remember, every time you feel that hunger pain, oh, that's my reminder. I need to pray. I'm going to pray all day today. And then you get together and you just be amazed how God's going to work through that experience. There's also going to be a serve experience. This is going to be a half day of service together. This is a busy time of year for us at the Crossings. We have a lot of events that are coming up. Our service experiences are going to be our spooktaculars that are coming up. We're actually going to go over to the Inner Belt, one of our other church plants, and help them have a great event so that they can reach lost people in their community. And we're also going to have one here, and we'll talk more about that as we go. You are going to learn to know your story and how God has impacted you and is impacting you, and you're going to know how to share your story. You're going to be taught how to do that in Rooted. Why? A message from a life changes a life. That's why. And whenever you can figure out how God has impacted you and how he's working in your life and how to communicate that, I know that can be scary, but guys, that's impactful for other people. How many of you in this room have been impacted by hearing somebody else's story of God working in their life? Okay, everybody, right? Everybody. You're going to learn how to do that. We're going to have a financial seminar. You might want to make a note of Monday, October the 29th. We're not going to have a regular group meeting that week. That Monday night at 7 p.m., we're going to meet here at the Doubletree, and we're going to have a financial seminar with a guy named John Magnuson, I believe is his name. And he is going, one of the weeks is actually on finances and how to be a godly steward of your material money. And it's applying scripture. And, you know, we're going to talk about debt and just all the garbage that we can get bogged down in. And it's very practical, but again, this material comes right out of the scriptures, and you're going to read some stuff you maybe didn't even know was in the Bible, but it's going to be good. We're going to have an opportunity to deal with spiritual strongholds. There's going to be opportunities for deeper study. If some of you guys are coming here and maybe you're just investigating faith, Rooted is a great way to get in and look at some things, but if you want to go deeper, talk to your group leader. We'll take you deeper. So there's going to be opportunities for that. Overall, you're going to experience God's purpose, passion, excitement, and this view to change the world, because that's what God wants to use you to do. And then we're going to have a big celebration at the end of the 10 weeks where we're going to get a catered banquet where we're going to come together and we're just going to celebrate what God has done over this 10 weeks in our hearts. And I can't wait to see the stories that are going to come out of this. I can't wait. It's going to be awesome. Now, some of you, you didn't know what Rooted was all about till you got here tonight. And now you're like, I didn't know it was that much. I didn't know there was homework. Why didn't you tell me this? I wouldn't have come, right? That's okay. We didn't want to tell you. We wanted you to come. While we got you here, we want you to know, try it out. Some of you may drop out. That's okay. This may not be the season for you. It's okay. But let me encourage you, guys, if you're thinking, if in the first couple of weeks you start thinking, I don't want to do this, this is a lot, wait until after the prayer experience. Wait, and that's week 3, by the way. Give it 3 weeks. And if after the prayer experience you still don't want to do it, don't do it. But give it 3 weeks. Wait till after the prayer experience. Why am I telling you that? Because I know after you experience the presence of God in prayer in a way you never have before, you're not going to want to quit. Because many of you in here, you have never experienced intimacy with God. You have never experienced the presence of God. When the truth is, guys, God is real. Jesus is a real person. The Holy Spirit is a real person. And God really does want to dwell in your heart. He really does want to influence your life. This is not a fairy tale. There is a supernatural world you cannot see that you are going to access during this 10 weeks if you apply this stuff and take it serious. And so let me encourage you to stick it out. And again, guys, after 3 weeks, after the prayer experience, you don't want it? Okay, maybe it's not the right time. But just stick it out for 3, okay? So what we're going to do now is we are going to break into our groups for a few minutes, and we're going to go over the group covenant for the group leaders. By the way, I didn't mention, this is a 10-week curriculum. If you can't come for 10 weeks, this isn't going to be the right time for you to do Rooted. And it is likely, if this goes well like we think it's going to, we'll do it again in the future, so maybe another time would be better. But if you miss more than a couple of meetings, the rules and the material and the covenant that we agree to tonight are basically state, if you're going to miss more than a couple of meetings, this isn't a good thing for you to do. Or if you get into it and miss meetings, this isn't a good thing for you to do. Why? Because it upsets the dynamic of the group. We want to be a family and a group that are coming together where we can share intimate things. And if there's somebody that's hit or miss, you know, and they don't come for 3 weeks and then they show up after you guys have talked all this stuff out, and suddenly you got somebody you don't really know and trust there, it just messes up people's ability to share comfortably. And that's not what we're going for. Okay, we really want this to be an intimate experience. That's part of the experience. And so we'll talk through that tonight. But if you can't commit to 10 weeks, guys, we just ask that, you know, just let you know this on the front end, this isn't going to be for you. Is there anything else that you guys, that we're in the leader training, am I missing anything? Or can we break to our groups? Break? I'm going to take Katie's word for it. Okay, so let's do it this way. By the way, some of you, did anybody in here not get a book or anything? You didn't get a book. Okay, these two ladies up here, talk to Christy. She'll make sure that you guys get hooked up. We had way more people sign up than we thought, which is a really good problem to have. And so we do have some people that I know we had to give paper copies of the first couple of weeks of material to. We've got more books ordered, so no worries there. But guys, when we saw the sign-up list, when we put it together yesterday, finally sort of counted, we were like, wow, this is awesome, because we didn't think this many people were going to come. So I'm just thrilled to see what God's going to do.